Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
Here I sit, listening to the same music I do every night, while trying to avoid little Timmy. You see, Timmy has been coming around here for quite some time. He really enjoys picking on the other neighbor kids. I'm one of the kids he picks on. Usually I just go hide when he comes out to play. He's mean, very, very mean. Timmy never gives a break to any of the kids around here. The first time he came out to play, I was asleep, but I heard about everything. He started throwing rocks at the other kids. Not little pebbles. These were sharp rocks. They hurt. Several kids went home, bleeding and crying, when their parents came out. Timmy hid. I was awake by then, but I just shrugged. I didn't know what they were talking about because I wasn't around. Then, just the other day, Timmy played a practical joke on one of the kids. He lit a paper bag on fire that had dog poop in it. I was around for that one. I watched as the kid tried to stomp it out. And then his leg got on fire. Timmy laughed as the fire burned up the kid's leg and into his sweater. One of the teachers grabbed him and rolled him around. The poor kid was in too much shock to tell the teacher what happened, and to this day still hasn't. Timmy got away with that one. He won't get away with it forever. One day I'll tell on him. One day. There have been other times that Timmy hurt the other kids. He likes to throw things at them and knock them out. Sometimes he even hits them in the face or in the groin. No one will tell him because they're too scared of him. But I hear the rumors. I heard they're more frightened of Timmy's dad than anything. When Timmy's dad comes out, they all go running and Timmy hides. I heard his dad yell at him a lot. I hate it when he does that because Timmy gets violent. Really violent. When Timmy gets yelled at, he cuts himself and it hurts. He cuts me too. He gets out the razor blades and starts to cut slowly into my arms. I cry out and I ask him to stop, but he never does. Sometimes he even goes deeper when I cry until I pass out. Then when I awake, there's blood everywhere. But by that time, it has already dried up, and it hurts. I wash it up so no one will see, but it's there. The hot, burning pain of slashed flesh reminds me that Timmy can come out to play anytime he wants. I tried to tell my parents about that bully, but they never believe me. They just walk right past me, and when they do, I can hear Timmy laughing, like he's right there next to me. He laughs, and I cry out loud and go to my room. I fall asleep, but I know that Timmy has been around because my room is such a big mess in the morning. My clothes will be tossed around everywhere, and when my mom comes in the room, she scolds me for making such a mess, and Timmy just laughs at me. When I get too upset, his dad gets mad and starts hurting Timmy. He hurts him bad, really bad. Sometimes I can feel it when I sleep. I can feel my head hitting the wall or the burning of the stove fire on my arm. I have so many marks from Timmy and his dad fighting that I just shrink up into a ball and cry while it's happening. I really don't know what to do. I'm trapped when I fight. I'm stuck in a dark little hole just watching as they abuse each other and me. Then, when Timmy can't take any more, he cries and whines. The screeching in my head is almost unbearable. I shut my eyes closed until the tears come while he cries and his dad swears at him. He curses and calls him horrible, awful names until Timmy goes to sleep and rests. So quiet for a short time. Nothing happens until Timmy's dad comes back around, and that is when the real horror begins. When his dad comes out, I hide deeper inside. He's evil. Horrible. I try to stay awake once to see what happens, but frightening to watch. One time, while he hid in my deep crevice, he came out and we walked over to the neighbor's house. I watched as he broke in. The neighbor had been so mean to Timmy that day, and even though his dad is really mean to him, he protects him. This neighbor yelled at Timmy and slapped him. And Timmy told his dad. His dad called him a few names and used tonight to take revenge. This is when the horror begins. I watched in silence as he broke into the neighbor's house and quietly tied the neighbor up as he slept. He then put a pillow over his face. As a man glared at us, he would try to get out of it, but Timmy's dad is extremely strong and held the pillow over the guy's head. As he kicked and tried to get the cords off his wrists loose, I cried while the life faded from the man's eyes. My tears were hot, but I couldn't feel them. Timmy's dad did, and he scolded me not to be such a big baby. Then the wife came in, and before she could scream in horror, Timmy's dad punched her so hard that she passed out. He seemed to almost feel sorry for her, but then beat her until she no longer breathed. That was the last time I watched Timmy's dad do anything horrible. When he comes out, I hide and pretend I'm asleep. I don't want to see the horror. I don't want to watch the death around me. Wait, shh, I hear someone coming.
Are you ready to play again?